Praise the Lord, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹们，赞美神。
We are so thankful unto the Lord.
而且我们要把感谢来归给神。
That He has gathered us together according to His plan.
因为他是按着自己的计划来召聚我们。
This is the time that He has given to us and appointed from eternity.
他今天给我们的时间是他在永远里面已经计划好的。
And we are expectant that He will speak.
而且我们的期望是他会向我们说话。
So let us turn to Revelation chapter 22 verse 12.
所以让我们打开到启示录的二十二章第十二节。二十二章十二节。
Behold, I am coming quickly, and my reward is with me to render to every man according to what he has done. I am the Alpha and Omega, the first and the last, the beginning and the end.
看哪，我必快来，赏罚在我，要照个人所行的报应他。我是阿拉法，我是俄梅嘎，我是首先的，我是末后的，我是初，我是终。
Verse 20. He who testifies to these things says, Yes, I am coming quickly. Amen. Come, Lord Jesus.
第二十节，证明这事的说，是了，我必快来。阿们，主耶稣啊，我愿你来。
Luke's Gospel,
路加福音
Chapter 2,
第二章
St. Luke's Gospel, Chapter 2,
第二章
Verse 25,
第二十五节
to 38.
到三十八节
Yes, we shall read it.
我们一起来读。
And there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon, and this man was righteous and devout, looking for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was upon him. And it had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ. And he came in the Spirit into the temple. And when the parents brought in the child Jesus to carry out for him that custom of the law, then he took him into his arms and blessed God and said, Now, Lord, you are releasing your bond servant to depart in peace, according to your word. For my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared in the presence of all peoples. A light of revelation to the Gentiles, and the glory of your people Israel. And his father and mother were amazed at the things which were being said about him. And Simeon blessed them, and said to Mary, his mother, Behold, this child is appointed for the fall and rise of many in Israel, and for a sign to be opposed, and a sword will pierce even your own soul, to the end, that the thoughts from many hearts may be revealed. And there was a prophetess, Anna, the daughter of Phanuel, of the tribe of Asher. She was advanced in years, and had lived with her husband 7 years after her marriage, and then as a widow, to the age of 84. She never left the temple, serving night and day with fasting and prayer. At that very moment she came up and began giving thanks to God, and continued to speak to him all those who were looking for the redemption of Jerusalem.
路加福音第二章二十五到三十八节，在耶路撒冷有一个人名叫西面，这人又公义又虔诚，素常盼望以色列的安慰者来到，又有圣灵在他身上。他得了圣灵的启示，知道自己未死以前必看见主所立的基督。他受了圣灵的感动，进入圣殿，正遇见耶稣的父母抱着孩子进来，要照律法的规矩办理。西面就用手接过他来，称颂神说，主啊，如今可以照你的话释放仆人安然去世，因为我的眼睛已经看见你的救恩，就是你在万民面前所预备的，是照亮外邦人的光， 又是你民以色列的荣耀。孩子的父母因这论耶稣的话就稀奇，西面给他们祝福，又对孩子的母亲玛利亚说，这孩子悖逆，是要叫以色列中许多人跌倒，许多人兴起，又要做毁谤的画饼，叫许多人心里的意念显露出来，你自己的心也要被刀刺透。又有女先知名叫亚拿，是亚舍支派法内利的女儿，年纪已经老迈，从做童女出嫁的时候同丈夫住了七年就寡居了，现在已经84岁，并不离开圣殿，禁食祈求，昼夜侍奉神。正当那时，他近前来称谢神，将孩子的事对一切盼望耶路撒冷得救赎的人讲说。
May the Lord bless the reading of his word and add blessing to it.
愿意神来祝福他的话语，在里面加上许多的祝福。
Let us look unto the Lord in prayer.
让我们现在在祷告里面来仰望神。
Loving Father, we are so thankful.
爱我们的父，我们何等的感激。
That you have given us this time.
你把这个时间赐给我们。
Lord, bless this time.
主啊，来祝福这样的时间。
Bless this gathering over the internet.
在这个网上的聚集来祝福。
And Lord, we come under the headship of our Lord is your Jesus Christ.
我们是来到居首位的耶稣基督面前。
And Lord, even when we were gathering together in this place and many places our brothers and sisters,
我们今天是在这里，还有在许多的地方聚集。
You were the heavenly head at that time.
你就是在这个时候那天上那居首位的。
And you are the heavenly head even today.
你是我们在天上为我们做头的。
And the head, our Lord Jesus Christ, the most high priest, he is anointed with the Holy Spirit himself.
主啊，你是大祭司，你就是那头，已经受了恩膏。
And Lord, we are so thankful that the Holy Spirit, as the anointed oil, comes down even unto the hem of the garment of our Lord.
主啊，愿意这圣灵的恩膏不光是在头里，现在也可以流到胡须，流到衣襟。
So in you and under you, O Lord, we come.
是在你在你里面，在你的下名下，我们来聚集。
And we beg of you that you speak to us.
主啊，我们现在请求你向我们说话。
And Lord, you be satisfied and be pleased in us today.
愿意你今天在我们里面得着喜悦，得着满足。
Thank you for the Lord's day.
感谢你为了这个主日。
Thank you that you rose again.
感谢你，你已经复活升天。
Thank you that you sent your Holy Spirit on the first day of the week.
感谢你在这一周主要把圣灵赐下。
And thank you for giving us the blessed and living hope that you are coming soon.
主啊，感谢你把这个有福的盼望赐给我们，就是你必快来。
So whether we live or whether we come to you in spirit and soul, we shall be with you, Lord, along with other saints.
主啊，或者我们在身体内，或者我们在灵里，与其他的弟兄姐妹们，我们都在你的里面。
Because Lord, you are awaiting for us.
主啊，因为你在那里等候我们。
You have been awaiting even from before from creation.
主啊，甚至在创世以先，你就在那里等候。
So Lord, enable us to see your awaiting.
主啊，所以求您让我们可以看见你是怎样的等候。
Enable us to see the Lord Jesus awaiting for us.
让我们可以看见主耶稣今天在等候我们。
And Lord, enable us, Lord, to await for you until you come in the right and worthy manner.
主啊，让我们可以知道如何等候，是与我们所蒙的恩相称。
So when you come, we will not be ashamed.
所以当你来的时候，我们不至于羞愧。
But we'll come to your presence quickly and joyfully.
主啊，我们在你的同在里面是如此的喜乐。
We ask all these in the most highly exalted name.Our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen.
我们这样的祈求是奉你那至高的名，耶稣基督的名。Amen.
Loving Heavenly Father is a very wonderful God.
我们亲爱的父神是何等奇妙的神。
And He has loved us from before the creation.
甚至在创世以先，他就已经预先知
道我们。And therefore God, even before He created anything, He has been awaiting.
所以当他在创立任何事物之前，他已经在那里等候。
The spiritual awaiting starts with God himself.
这个属灵里面的等候是从神先开始的。
God who loves us so much.
神何等的爱我们。
And God who is love himself.
因为他就是爱。
And God being Trinity.
他是三一的神。
that there is a love relationship in the Godhead.
所以在神性里面已经有爱。
And so he wants mankind to come into the same relationship that he is.
所以他让我们这些人也进入到他这个爱的关系里面。
So Godhead and the Trinity, wonderful, wonderful revelation that is given to us in his word.
所以三一神在他的神格里面把这件事情向我们来启示。
Wonderfully brought to us in the person of Jesus Christ.
而且这件事奇妙的被带到我们中间借着我们的主耶稣基督。
God, because he wanted us in his son, he created time.
因着他愿意让我们在他的儿子里面所以他创造了时间。
Eternity is a very characteristic of God.
因为永远就是神他的属性。
But time is the one dimension that he created.
但是时间却是他创造的一维。
God is not bound by time.
神不被时间所限制。
Because time is his creation.
因为时间是被创造的物。
Just imagine a potter.
我们来想象有一个窑匠。
A potter does not make a pot sitting in a pot.
神那个这个窑匠他不会做一个窑一个器皿然后已经是在那里的。
But he reaches out with a clump of clay.
然后他开始是用一些泥土。
And makes a pot.
然后做一个然后就把它来搅拌。
And so in the same manner, in wonderful way, God created time.
所以同样的在神的奇妙里面他创造了时间。
Yes, Genesis 1:1, in the beginning God created the heavens and the earth.
所以在创世纪第一章第一节里面就讲
That very moment time was created.
在那个时候时间被创造了。
So this is time.
这个是时间。
So and so in this time and there was eternity, two things now are there now for us.
所以在这个时间里面但是也有永远所以有两件事。
There is eternity and there is time.
一方面是永恒一方面却是时间。
But there are many mysteries about the eternal.
但是关于永恒却有许多的奥秘。
There are many things that happen in the eternal.
在永远里面有许多事情发生。
There are many beings that are in the eternal.
在永远里面有许多的事物。
Angels, cherubims,And thrones and dominions.
有天使有基路伯有宝座有其他的一切。
Some things are revealed to us.
有些事情已经向我们来启示。
But all things are not revealed to us.
但不是所有的事都已经启示。
But when we see Jesus Christ,
但是当我们看到主耶稣基督的时候
Him in humanity,
他就是那在永远里的。
Then we do not worry about those things that we do not know.
所以我们其实不需要去关心那些所不知道的事。
We do not question or worry about those beings that we do not know.
所以我们也不为那些所不了解的事物而去有疑问。
So when God created man,
当神创造人的时候
He told not to eat that fruit of good and evil.
他说不要吃那知识善恶树上的果子。
And so God was telling man,
所以神在那里告诉人
There is evil in this creation.
在这个创造里面已经有罪恶。
Now how did evil come?
那这个邪恶是怎么进来的呢?
How did the evil one come?
这个恶者是怎么进来的呢?
And how did the evil come in general?
他是怎么样在普遍的一个情形里面存在呢?
Innocent Adam was just told not to eat the fruit of good and evil.
这个原本清白的亚当跟夏娃他们被告知不能吃这个知识善恶树上的果子。
Though Adam was pure and holy, he could not understand all, so God did not tell him anything in detail.
虽然那个时候亚当是清洁的也是圣洁的但是呢他却不知道神所没有告诉他的一些。
But as we are given the word of God in our hands,
但现在在我们的手里有神自己的话。
The word of God very clearly teaches us how evil came.
这些话语很清楚地告诉我们这个罪恶是怎么进来的。
So we have to study together.
当我们一起来学习的时候。
The books of Genesis, Psalms, Isaiah, Jeremiah, Ezekiel, some parts of Peter's epistle and some parts of Jude and Revelation, and that's how we come to know.
所以当我们来学习像创世纪、诗篇、以赛亚书、耶利米书、以西结书，还有像彼得的书信、犹大的书信，在启示录里面，我们可以看到这件事是怎么发生的。
And we have to put these together, all these books and those passages.
如果我们把这些书、把里面的话放在一起
，and then we can come to know, oh, how terrible the evil is.
我们就可以知道这恶者是何等的可怕。
How horrible evil is.
是何等的可怕。
He had no reason to become evil.
他其实没有理由成为这个恶者。
God had given him all power and authority.
神已经把所有的这个能力都赐给他。
His pleasure and joy in everything.
在他里面有权柄，有其他的美好的一切。
Yet by his own will, he became evil.
但是在他自己的意愿里面，他却选择成为那恶者。
So before creation, God knew all these things.
但是在创立世界以前，神已经都知道了。
And he was waiting, awaiting to remove this evil from his creation.
所以他是一直在等候，要把这个罪恶从他的创造里面可以去除。
So dearly beloved, this spiritual way awaiting is the awaiting of God that he had planned from before creation.
所以亲爱，我所亲爱的，这个属灵的等候是在创世以前神就已经有的等候。
And as we study, we come to know that God has dealt with it.
所以在学习的时候，我们也看到神他会解决这件事。
In Isaiah, God says, the Lord says, I create light and I create darkness.
在以赛亚书里面，神说我造光也造暗。
It means that He takes up the responsibility of the evil in the universe.
所以他是在为着这个我们在这个世界里面宇宙里面的罪恶而担了这个责任。
The evil in his creation.
这个罪恶是在他的创造里面的。
And he promises man, it is my job, my task, my work to remove this evil forever.
然后他就告诉我们，这是他的工作，要永远把这个罪恶要除去。
So there was a very large plan of God.
所以这个是神那伟大的计划里面。
We come to Hebrews chapter 9.
如果我们来看希伯来书第九章第二十三节。
Yeah, we can read it together.
我们可以一起来读。
Hebrews 9:23.
希伯来书第九章二十三节。
Therefore it was necessary for the copies of the things in the heavens to be cleansed with these, but the heavenly things themselves with better sacrifices than these. For Christ did not enter a holy place made with hands, a mere copy of the true one, but into heaven itself, now to appear in the presence of God for us.
希伯来书第九章二十三、二十四节，照着天上样式做的物件，必须用这些祭物去洁净。但那天上的本物自然用更美的祭物去洁净，因为基督并不是进了人手所造的圣所，乃是进入了天堂，如今为我们显在神面前。
God was not surprised by the fall of Satan.
当撒旦堕落的时候，神并没有很惊奇。
He knew all about it.
他已经早就知道了。
And it was under his control.
这也是在他的掌控里面。
And he allowed that to happen in his presence.
所以在他的面前，他允许了这件事发生。
And therefore it says in Hebrews 9:23.
所以在希伯来书九章二十三节这么讲。
But the heavenly things themselves with better sacrifices to cleanse.
但那天上的本物必须用天上的样式，那更美的祭物去洁净。
Better sacrifices to cleanse.
是用更美的祭物去洁净。
So here we see that Christ's sacrifice is final.
所以我们看到主耶稣他的这个献祭是那至终的。
His sacrifice is absolute.
他的这个献祭是完全的，是绝对的。
But as it works in men whom he have chosen.
所以每一个神所拣选的人里面，
this sacrifice becomes multiple sacrifices.
这个祭就成为了许多的祭。
And this sacrifice becomes very effective.
而且这个祭是如此的有功效。
As we obey,
当我们来顺从的时候
，As we carry our cross,
当我们来背起自己的十字架的时候
，As we deny ourselves,
当我们舍己的时候
，And thus the sacrifice is very weak man, man in flesh. He is allowed and he is enabled by the great sacrifice to bring in the sacrifices every day.
所以虽然在我们这样软弱的人肉属肉身的人身上这个伟大的祭物却让我们可以成为进入那永远的洁净
and thus our high priest the Lord himself being the sacrifice
所以我们的大祭司主耶稣他自己就是那祭
who is there with his own blood in the heavenlies
所以他在那里是在属天的
and as in Hebrews says that he brings many sons into glory by his blood
所以在希伯来书里面讲到他要用这个血带许多儿子进到荣耀里面
Thus his glorified body of believers, saints cleanses the heavenlies
所以是他在属天里面洁净了一切是这个属天的身体
And ultimately in Revelation 12:11 as it says
就在启示录里面
Revelation 12:11
第十二章第十一节
Yes we shall read that
我们来一起读
This is the ultimate, dearly beloved.
这个是最终的。
And they overcame him because of the blood of the Lamb and because of the word of the testimony and they did not love their life when faced with death.
弟兄们胜过他是因羔羊的血和自己所见证的道他们虽至于死也不爱惜性命。
For this reason, rejoice, O heavens, and you who dwell in them. But woe to the earth and sea, because the devil has come down to you, having great wrath, knowing that he has only a short time.
所以诸天和住在其中的，你们都快乐吧。只是地与海有祸了，因为魔鬼知道自己的时候不多，就气愤愤地下到你们那里去了。
So God is waiting for this time.
所以神在等候这样的时候
He is awaiting this time,
他现在就在等候
When the saints would be in the heavenlies,
当我们这个圣徒也在天上的时候
And by the blood of the Lamb and because of the word of testimony and not loving their life they will overcome the evil one and throw him down
所以这些圣徒们是因着羔羊的血和自己所见证的道虽至于死也不爱惜性命
Now,
这个魔鬼就要被摔在地上
Now imagine, God was waiting for this even before creation.
我们要记得，神是一直在等候这个奇妙的创造。
This to happen.
这个一定要发生。
Oh, dearly beloved, and we are included in it.
我所亲爱的，我们都会包含在这个里面。
What a great privilege.
何等奇妙的权利。
What a great victory.
何等奇妙的得胜。
What a great triumph.
何等奇妙的得胜。
And what a great company of the victorious ones.
何等伟大的这个所得胜的得胜者。
And the God of gods and King of kings and the Lord of lords, the Most High God is awaiting from before the creation.
万王之王万主之主这至高的神在创立世界以先就在那里等候。
Dearly beloved, so awaiting is the pleasure of God. His delight. Oh dearly beloved.
我所亲爱的这样的等候是神所喜悦的是他心里面
所爱的 He is enjoying it
他是在这里来享受这件事
And his son is enjoying it
他的儿子在享受这件事
And we are enjoying it in the living and blessed hope
所以这是我们那个荣耀的盼望
Yes, there are sicknesses and deaths and heartaches and pains in this world butThis is the ultimate that God has been awaiting from before creation.
虽然在我们中间有疼痛、有死亡、有心伤，而且这个世界是如此的混乱，但是我们至高的神他已经在永远里面等候。
Don't be disheartened.
I'm sorry.
Don't be disheartened. Don't lose your heart.
哦，不要失去我们的那个心。
Yes. Don't be disappointed.
不要失望。
Don't be anxious and worried.
不要在那里那个忧愁悲伤
because whatever God has determined decided he is going to carry out
因为神他已经定好的这个旨意他一定要把它完成
when we saw Simeon and others
当我们看到西面和其他的人
They saw the infant Jesus.
他们看到婴儿的主耶稣。
And when we see from Adam unto Malachi, they were just looking for a lamb.
我们知道从亚当一直到马拉基书里面他们一直在等候那羔羊。
When Abraham went to sacrifice his son, he found a ram behind him.
当亚伯拉罕献他的儿子为祭的时候看到那个公羊在后面。
It is very significant.
这个是非常有意义的一件事情。
It is very meaningful.
非常大的意义。
The lamb was not in front of Abraham.
这个羊不是在亚伯拉罕的面前。
The lamb was behind him.
是在他的后面。
He said to his son,The Lord shall provide in His own mountain a sacrifice, a lamb.
亚伯拉罕对以撒他的儿子说，在耶和华的山上必有预备。
But for his own day of that day, the Lord had a lamb behind him.
所以在那一天，神准备了这个羔羊在亚伯拉罕的身后。
It was suggesting that the lamb is slain from before the foundation of the world, Revelation 13:8.
在启示录的第十三章第八节里面讲到羔羊是创世以来就被杀的。
Just await now for the lamb to come.
所以现在我们只是等候这个羔羊的再来。
And Simeon held that lamb in his hands.
然后西缅就在他的手中捧着这个羔羊。
And old Anna went about telling people.
然后他就向很多人来宣扬。
About the hope of Israel.
就讲到以色列的盼望, 所
盼望。About the comfort of Israel.
看到以色列的安慰者来到。
About the good times to come because of the little baby that they were holding in their hands.
就因着他手中所握的这个婴儿许多许多美好的事情就要再来。
Oh, dearly beloved, this is not fancy, imagination or fairy tale. This did happen 2,000 years ago.
我所亲爱的，这不是一个美好的童话而已，因为在两千年前已经发生了。
And as we see our world today, in this world today, we see we are now hearing the drumbeats of His coming, His footsteps.
今天我们活在这个世界，但我们要看到的是，他的脚步已经近了，他现在就在回来。
He is coming soon.
他必快来。
Dearly beloved, it is very important.
我所亲爱的，这是非常重要的，就是我们要明白这件事。
Yes, we must understand it.
我们必须要明白这件事。
We must ask the Lord.
我们必须向神来求。
Oh Lord, enable us to see your spiritual awaiting that you have been waiting from before the foundation.
让我们看到神这个属灵的等候，看到在创世以先他就在等候。
Oh Lord.That great joy and great love in your heart for us that is involved in that awaiting. May we enter into it fully, completely, absolutely with your son.
这个神这个伟大的他的喜乐还有他的爱就在我们等候他儿子里面所发生的。他儿子再来这是一切的事件所发生。
Dearly beloved, this is a special time in the history of man.
我所亲爱的，今天我们所看到的，这是一个非常伟大的历史事件在发生。
This is a very, very special time for our generation.
对于我们这个世代来讲，是一个很特别的事情在发生。
This is a very unique time for the Church of God.
这个是在神的教会里面所发生那个独特的事件。
That we may really enter into the Spirit.Of that spiritual awaiting of God Himself.
就是我们这些人也可以进入到这个属灵的等候里面。
God had been waiting.
神在等候。
He had been waiting.
他已经在等候。
To bring in His Son.
要带许多的儿子。
And for that, in Genesis 1:26 He said.
所以因此在创世纪第一章第二十六节开始那里讲。
Let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over fish of the sea, and over the fowl of heavens, and over the cattle, and over the whole earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth on the earth.
在那里神说， 我们要照我们的形象，按着我们的样式造人，使他们管理海里的鱼、空中的鸟、地上的牲畜和全地并地上所爬的一切昆虫。
When God created man,
当神创造人的时候，
He wanted a king with him to rule.
他是要我们与他一同来管理。
This is the overarching purpose of God.
所以我们看到这个神永远的旨意。
Yes, He is after this to make man to rule with him.
所以他要让这件事成就，就是人与神一同来作王掌权。
But innocent man, innocent Adam could never do that.
但是只是
Innocent.
只是无罪的亚当并不能做这件事。
And so, what happened?
那要发生什么呢？
God had a plan.
神有一个计划。
Eternal plan.
这是一个永远的旨意。
And therefore in 3:15 he says, Genesis 3:15, that the seed of woman will bruise the head of the evil one.
所以在创世纪第三章第十五节那里面讲，女人的后裔要打伤蛇的头。
Seed of woman.
女人的后裔。
That's Christ.
这就是基督。
Oh, dearly beloved.
哦，亲爱的。
How wonderful it is.
何等的美好。
And thus, God is still waiting, awaiting to bring in His ruler, the one who am already established in the heavenlies, according to Psalm 2.
所以今天神在等候一件事，就是这个永远的掌权。这个是在诗篇里面所提到的。
Dearly beloved, we must understand this.
所以所亲爱的，我们必须要明白这件事。
There were many civilizations after Adam until Abraham's time.
所以在亚当之后到亚伯拉罕之前有许多的文明。
Many cultures.
许多的文化。
The Sumerian culture.
Sumerian.
Yeah, Sumerian culture.
Sumerian 的文化。
Ancient cultures.
这些古有的文化。
Yes, many cultures in China and many cultures in India, the Mohenjo-Daro and Harappa, but they are not mentioned in this book.
在印度，在中国，
they are not mentioned in this book.
刚才所提到的这些文化，在这本书里面完全没有提到。
Even the Egyptian culture that was 5,000 years old and the Great Pyramids, not mentioned in the word.
就像这五千年的埃及的文化，也没有在这本书里面被提到。
Because all this.Cleverness of man, intelligence of man does nothing in the purpose of God.
所以这些人的聪明智慧在神里面都没有被提到。
Nothing, nothing at all.
没有，完全没有。
And therefore, God brings in a wonderful revelation in Daniel chapter 2, verses 31 to 35.
所以在但以理书第二章的31到35节，神那个时候有这个美好的启示。
Yes, we can read this, and there it says, you can read it, Daniel chapter 2, verse 31 to 35. O thou king, thou sawest, and behold a great image. This image was mighty, and its brightness excellent. It stood before thee, and its appearance was terrible. This image's head was of fine gold, its breast and its arms of silver.Its belly and its thighs of brass, its legs of iron, its feet part of iron and part clay. You saw it till a stone was cut out without hands, and it smote the image. It struck the image upon its feet of iron and clay, and broke them to pieces. Then was the iron and clay, the brass, the silver, the gold broken in pieces together, and they became like the chaff of the summer threshing floors. And the wind carried them away.And no place was found for them. And the stone that smote the image became a great mountain and filled the whole earth.
在但以理书第二章31到35节，王啊，你梦见一个大象，这象甚高，极其光耀，站在你面前，形状甚是可怕。这象的头是金金的，胸膛和膀臂是银的，肚腹和腰是铜的，腿是铁的，脚是半铁半泥的。你观看。见有一块非人手凿出来的石头打在这半铁半泥的脚上，把脚砸碎，于是金银铜铁泥都一同砸得粉碎，诚如夏天河场上的糠匹被风吹散，无处可寻。打碎这像的石头变成一座大山，充满天下。
So this is the outline of the secular kingdom or the empires of the world that began from Babylonian times until the end of the age.
所以这里面我们看到的就是属世的国度还有君王从巴比伦一直到我们的一直到末了的世代。
And we are waiting for the end of the age.
我们现在是等候那个末后到来。
We are waiting for the little stone to become the great mountain.
我们等候的是那一块石头成为变成一座大山。
So this is one timeline given to us.
这个是神给我们的时间表。
But there is another timeline given.
还有另外一个时间表给我们。
That is in Daniel chapter 9 verses 24 to 27.
是在但以理书的24到27节。但以理书第九章。
It goes on along with this, the first line.
所以前面是这么讲。
But it's spiritual.
这个是属灵的。
It is divine.
是一个神圣的。
And it is about his son and his bride.
是关乎他的儿子和心腹的。
So dearly beloved, Daniel chapter 9, 24 to 27. 70 weeks are apportioned out upon thy people and upon your holy city. To close the transgression and to make an end of sins and to make expiation. Expiation means repentance, atonement for iniquity and to bring in righteousness of the ages and to seal the vision and prophet and to anoint the holy of holies. Know therefore and understand from the going forth of the word to restore to build Jerusalem unto Messiah the prince are 7 weeks and 62 weeks. The strength and the most shall be built. Again, in the troublous times, and after the 62 weeks shall Messiah be cut off, and shall have nothing, and the people of the prince that shall come shall destroy the city, and the sanctuary, and the end thereof shall be an overflow, and unto the war, and desolations determine. And he shall confirm a covenant with many, for in 1 week, in the midst of the week, he shall cause the sacrifices and oblations to cease. Because of the protection of abominations, there shall be desolator, even until the consumption, what is determined, shall be poured upon desolation. Mm. Oh, dearly beloved, so this is going to happen soon.
在但以理书九章二十四到二十七节，为你本国之名和你圣城，已经定了70个期，要止住罪过，除尽罪恶，赎尽罪孽，引进永义，封住异象和预言，并高至圣者。你当知道，当明白，从出令重新建造耶路撒冷，直到有受高君的时候，必有70个期和62个期。正在艰难的时候，耶路撒冷连接带壕都必重新建造。过了62个期，受高者必被剪除，一无所有，必有一王的民来毁灭这城和圣城。至终必如洪水冲没，必有征战，一直到底。荒凉的事已经定了。一期之内，他必与许多人坚定盟约；一期之半，他必许祭司和攻陷止息。那行毁坏可憎的如飞而来，并且有愤怒倾在那行毁坏的身上，直到所定的结局。所以，亲爱的，这就是神的计划。
So awaiting God has a timetable.
所以，等候的神他有一个时间表。
This is a spiritual timetable.
这是一个属灵里面的时间表。
This does not work according to man's calendar.
这并不是按照人的这个日历。
This does not work according to man's atomic clock or anything.
这并不是按照人的原子钟来定的。
This is the time which God has created and he is holding in his sovereign mighty hands.
这个是神他自己所创造的时间表，而且他用他的手来放在他的手中来保守来执行。
And if you really understand these passages,
如果你明白这些信息的话，
God is dispensing this time, giving this time.
所以神是在这里赐给我们这些时间。
He said that from Cyrus's time, 446 BC to 33 AD, there will be 483 years.
所以我们看到从塞鲁士王重建的命令开始一直到公元前33年之中有483年的时间。
And 483 at the end of 483 year, Messiah will be cut off.
所以在483年的这个末了的时候受膏者要被剪除。
And Messiah was cut off.
所以这个弥赛亚他被剪除。
And now the spiritual time God has stopped.
这个属灵里面的时间其实这个时候停滞了。
And he has brought in the time of grace.
所以这个时候他引进的是恩典的时代。
So the last 7 years, the 490 years, 483 went, but last 7 years are still pending.
所以在这个属灵的490年之中，483年已经不是83年已经过去，但最后的7年现在还在进行。
Because God is grace，
我们还在等候，因为神他是恩典的神。
He is grace and love，
他是恩典和爱的神。
He wanted to save us all，
他的意愿是来拯救所有的人。
So from that 483rd year until now, it has been 2,000 years.
所以从那483年结束之后，一直到现在，已经过去了2000年。
And the time is now going away very fast.
这个时间并不是很快的过去。
And soon the 7 years will begin.
但很快这个7年就要开始。
We do not know when.
我们并不知道什么时候开始。
Because that is, as it is said in 2 Peter chapter 3, that God is not delaying. It is not that he could not do anything, but just because of his love, grace, that he wants to save.
在彼得后书第三章那里面讲到，他并不是迟延，而是在那里连续我们，让我们再有机会，是因着他的爱跟恩典。
So this is the spiritual awaiting of the Godhead, the triune God.
这个就是这位三一神在神格里面的等候。
Now we shall quickly see how our Lord Jesus is awaiting.
那我们现在来看看主耶稣他是如何等候。
We saw the spiritual awaiting of Godhead, Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit.
我们已经看到三一神在神性里面，在属灵里面的这个等候。
But in Psalm 110, verse 1.
但是在诗篇的110篇第一章。
Psalm 110, verse 1.
在诗篇的110篇第一节那里。
And this is the verse that the Lord himself quotes.
这个是主耶稣自己的话。
And here we see read, the Lord says to my Lord, sit at my right hand until I make your enemies a footstool for your feet.
这是耶和华对我主说，你坐在我的右边，使我等我使你仇敌做你的脚凳。
God the Father, awaiting, spiritual awaiting time, eternal time, wonderful spiritual time, he is talking to his son, God the Son.
所以父神他在永远里面，在这个属灵里面的等候，现在他是向着子神来说这样的话。
The Lord says to my Lord,
耶和华对我主说，
This is the great, great, wonderful, we can say mandate to the son to wait.
所以这个是在伟大的话语里面，神告诉他的儿子等候。
Father tells the son, the God-man, man-God, the divine son, wait until I make your enemies your footstool.
所以父神是对着他的儿子，是神又是人主耶稣这么讲，等我使你仇敌做你的脚凳。
Therefore Christ Jesus is seated on the right hand of God.
所以现在主耶稣是坐在父神的右边。
And he has been waiting for all these 2,000 years.
他已经等候了这2000年的时间。
To fulfill this verse, this prophecy.
是让这样的预言要成就。
Until all his enemies are made the footstool.
是等所有的仇敌来做他的脚凳。
And therefore, Peter writes, we can hasten it.
所以。
We can hasten it.2 Peter chapter 3 verses 12 and 13.
所以在彼得后书的三章十一十二节那里面讲，我们要催促他的再来。
Now that is in our hands, in the church, in the hand of the church.
所以现在是在教会的手中。
Verse 12.
在彼得后书的三章十二节。
Looking for and hastening the coming, the day of God, because of which the heavens will be destroyed by burning.And the elements will melt with intense heat. But according to his promise, we are looking for new heavens and new earth in which righteousness dwells.
第三章的第12跟13节，切切仰望神的日子来到，在那日天被火烧就消化了，有形质的都要被烈火融化，但我们照他的应许，盼望新天新地，有义居在其中。
Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit,awaiting this spiritual time, and God the Son is awaiting for His church to come to this.
所以父子灵三位一体的神，三一的神在属灵里面在等候，来等候这件事情发生。
He is awaiting on the throne.
我们的主是在宝座上面等候。
And he stood up when Stephen was martyred.
所以当斯蒂凡殉道的时候，主耶稣他在宝座上站起来。
Every time a saint undergoes martyrdom, he stands up.
所以当每一个圣徒在殉道的时候，主耶稣都站起来来迎接。
And so many sacrifices are brought to cleanse the heavenlies.
所以这所有的祭物都被带来来洁净这属天的。
And the blood of Christ is becoming more and more effective among the saints.
所以基督的血在圣徒里面是越来越有功效。
The blood of Christ becomes more and more powerful as it is powerful, but among the saints as we obey.
所以神主耶稣他的血是有大能的，尤其是在顺服他的圣徒身上，是这个能力是越发显得浩大。
Not only that, but according to 2 Corinthians 4:10, the dying of God, the Lord Jesus Christ on the cross, it works simultaneously at the same time, giving out the power of resurrection. The death of Christ, power of resurrection, the same time.
所以在哥林多后书四章十节那里面讲到他的这个牺牲，他的死是带着那个生的能力大能在他身上。
And thus, the saints are overcomers.
所以属他的这些圣徒都是得胜者。
We cannot be overcomers just by their obedience, but we can be overcomers only in the living death of Christ.In the cross of Christ, which is in 2 Corinthians 4:10.
所以在哥林多后书第四章第十节那里面讲到
Oh, dearly beloved, may we come to the full grasp of this fact, this spiritual fact.
所以所亲爱的，希望我们能够完全的进入这个属灵的实际里面，就是十字架上的耶稣，他的死跟复活，他的生是在得胜者的身上。
So this is the spiritual awaiting of the Son.
所以这个是子神他在属灵里面的等候。
The Son is waiting.
他现在儿子今天也在等候，等候着我们。
Now let us turn to Hebrews 10:37.
让我们现在来看到希伯来书的第十章第十七节。
For a little while, he who is coming will come, and will not delay.But my righteous one shall live by faith. And if he shrinks back, my soul has no pleasure in him. But we are not those who shrink back to destruction, but those who have faith to the preserving of the soul.
在希伯来书第十章三十七节开始，因为还有一点点时候，那要来的就来，并不迟延。只是一人必因信得生，他若退后，我心里就不喜欢他。我们却不是退后入沉沦的那等人，乃是有信心以致灵魂得救的人。
Dearly beloved, here is the injunction for the believers.
所以亲爱的，这就是神为着信他的人所预备的。
Yes, here is the great, great instruction for the believers.
这就是为信他的人所预备的那个伟大的指示。
At the appointed time, he will come. He is coming as it is said here.
因为在末了的时候他必要再来，像这里所说的。
And he will not delay.
他不会迟延。
But if you are lax about it, if you are negligent about it,
但是如果我们放松来忽视这件事的话，
then we will be the shrinkers back.
那我们就是哀哭切齿。
But he said,
我们就是那退后入沉沦的人。
But verse 39 gives us assurance and says, no, we are not those who shrink back.
但是在第三十九节说，我们却不是退后入沉沦的那等人。
But we have faith,
是借着信
that our soul will be saved.
是有信心而且灵魂得救的人。
Our soul will be saved to the uttermost.
我们的灵魂要被拯救到那至终的地步。
Yes, dearly beloved. So this is what the Lord wants us to await with Him.
所以。所亲爱的，这就是神现在来邀请我们进入这个等候。
He wants us to wait with him until 1 Thessalonians 4:16-18.
所以他让我们等候，一直到帖撒罗尼迦后书四章十六节所讲到的。
Yes, the trump of God shall sound.
前书那个里面讲到，
号筒要吹响。And the Lord will descend in the air.
神要从天上降临，主要从天上降临。
And the dead in Christ will rise.
那个时候在主里的圣徒要复活。
And the ones who are alive, living saints and dead saints, their bodies will be changed into glorified bodies.
所以那活着的圣徒也与他们一起，我们这个身体都要被改变成为荣耀的身体。
And they'll be, will be snatched into the air with him.
我们要被提在空中与他一起。
Raptured, snatched.
是一同被提到空中与主相遇。
And thus we will be ever with him, ever with him, never to depart.
所以那个时候我们与他在一起，就永远不再分离。
Dearly beloved, this is our waiting.
所以所亲爱的，这就是我们的等候。
But our waiting is still, it has got something more.
而且我们的等候还不止这些。
And that is Philippians chapter 3 verse 20.
在腓立比书第三章第二十节。
Yes, God, the Godhead is waiting.
是的。神性里面他在等候。
The Son in the glorified body is waiting.
主耶稣在他的荣耀里面在等候。
And the body of Christ is waiting.
那
in paradise and on this earth.
那主的身体也在等候，或者在那个天堂里面，或者是在这个地上。
Departed saints have not gone to heaven yet.
所以离开我们的圣徒，他们现在还没有在天上。
Departed saints are in paradise.
他们是在乐园里面。
And we'll understand this mystery. It's a great mystery.
所以我们要了解，这是一个极大的奥秘。
And therefore Paul says Philippians 3:20.
所以在腓立比书三章二十节那里面讲。
Let us read it.
让我们一起来读。
Verse 20 and 21.
是二十到二十一节。
For our citizenship is in heaven.
我们却是天上的国民。
From which also we eagerly wait for a Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ.
并且等候救主，就是主耶稣基督从天上降临。
Who will transform the body of our humble state into conformity with the body of his glory?
他要按着那叫万有归附自己的大能，叫我们这卑贱的身体改变形状，和他自己荣耀的身体相似。
By the exertion of the power that he has even to subject all things to himself.
是那万有归附自己的大能让我们改变。
What does it mean?
这是什么意思呢？
Unless and until our bodies are glorified, we are not subject all to Him.
除非或者说等到我们的身体也改变形状的时候，除非到那个时候，那万有才来归附他。
We become subject all to Him when we have a glorified body that is sinless, pure, and one with the mind of God.
所以我们那个荣耀的身体，那是万有归附他的时候，是无罪的，而且是与他的荣耀相配的。
So this is our glorious hope.
这个是我们荣耀的盼望。
This is our expectation.
这个是我们的期望。
This is our awaiting.
这个就是我们的等候。
So we are still waiting for the Savior.
所以我们现在等候的是那
个救主。Yes, he is coming.
他必要再来。
He is coming.
他必要再来。
Romans 8:23.
在罗马书八章二十三节。
Romans 8:23.
在罗马书八章二十三节。
Let us read.
让我们一起也来读。
And not only this, but also we ourselves, having the first fruit of the Spirit, even we ourselves groan within ourselves, waiting eagerly for our adoption as sons, the redemption of our body.
不但如此，就是我们这有圣灵初结果子的，也是自己心里叹息，等候得着儿子的名分，乃是我们身的身体得赎。
We are waiting for the redemption of our body.
所以我们等候的是身体得赎。
Whole nature is groaning in pain.
万物都在这里叹息劳苦。
And awaiting for the appearing of the sons of God.
是等候神的众子显现出来。
But those which sons?Who are glorified in their bodies.
而这些儿子就是在这个荣耀的身体里面被荣耀的。
But we have to understand one fact.
我们还要了解一个事实。
Second Corinthians chapter 5.
哥林多后书的第五章。
And first, a few verses.
前面的几个章节。
Let us read them and understand.
让我们来读而且可以明白。
Saint Paul very clearly says here what it actually means.To be in the glorified body. Why? Why it is needed?
所以在这里圣徒保罗告诉我们什么是这个荣耀的身体，为什么我们需要这样的身体。
Why God cannot take us in this body and save soul and save spirit? Why?
为什么神不能用我们现在这个身体、
so、let us
已经得救的魂跟灵。
So let us read.
让我们来读。
For we know that if the earthly tent, that is this body, which is our house is torn down, We have a building from God, a house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. For indeed in this house we groan, longing to be clothed with our dwelling from heaven. Inasmuch as we have put it on, will not be found naked. For indeed while we are in this tent, we groan being burdened, because we do not want to be unclothed, but naked, but to be clothed, so that what is mortal will be swallowed up by life. Now he who prepared us for this very purpose is God, who gave to us the Spirit as a pledge.
我们原知道我们这地上的帐篷就是现在的身体若拆毁了必得神所造不是人手所造在天上永存的房屋我们在这帐篷里叹息深想得那从天上来的房屋好像穿上衣服倘若穿上被遇见的时候就不至于赤身了我们在这帐篷里叹息劳苦并非愿意脱下这个乃是愿意穿上那个好叫这必死的生命被生命吞灭了 朝着这必死的被生命吞灭了，为此陪着我们的神就是陪着我们的就是神， 他又赐给我们圣灵做凭据。
And dearly beloved, please try to understand this.
所以我们所亲爱的，让我们一起来了解这件事。
Before the triune God, soul, spirit, and body, if the body is not glorified, that individual mankind is naked.
所以让我们知道这件事。 如果灵魂体这个体没有在荣耀里的话，在神面前，其实我们是赤身露体的。
How much soever one is dressed like Solomon or the flowers of the field.
我们何等愿意穿上所罗门那荣美的衣服，或者田地里面的那些花。
Therefore, God does not allow even the saved people to come into heaven, but to keep them in the paradise.
所以甚至那些离开我们的圣徒现在还没有在天上跟主在一起
Remember
他们是在乐园里, that 让我们记得这件事
Even Hebrews 4:12 says that the one which we have to do before him we are completely naked it is written there even the word
在神的话里面希伯来书第四章里面讲到如果我们这样站在他面前那是赤身露体的
But when we are clothed
但是当我们穿上的时候
glorified body
那就是荣耀的身体。
That is a spiritual clothing.
这个是属灵的一个衣服。
Spiritual covering.
这是一个属灵的遮盖。
And dearly beloved, this is the awaiting which will be completed by His grace when He comes.
所以借着他的恩典, 这是我们的等候。
And we are brought into His presence, ushered into the presence of the Most High God.
所以我们是被他引进那至高神的同在里面。
May the Lord bless the word that He enabled us to give.
所以愿意神来祝福他自己的话语
May he be glorified
让在我们身上成就
And may he prepare us for this glorious, glorious accomplishing, completing, perfecting of his awaiting. Amen
所以愿意他荣耀的旨意成就来预备我们进入这个完全